this morning, but the Lord saved my soul. Oh, what a blessing. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Let's pray, if you would. Lord, as we come before you this morning, God, I ask you, Lord, to you be glorified in everything that we do. Lord, that we be brought low, Father, and that you be honored and respected, Father, as to what you did for us on Calvary's cross. Touch us now, I pray, Lord. Bless each song, bless each man of God, Lord, as they stand today to preach your word and bring what you'd have. Help us, Father, I pray, in your blessed name. Amen. Isaiah chapter 53. With the help of the Lord this morning, I want to touch on some cries that's heard around the world. And I believe with all of my heart that the cry of the Lord, the conviction of the Lord is still here. I believe he's still convicting folks. I believe he's still touching folks. And I believe that that's not gone. We know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and that he changes not. And I can tell you I've not changed. I'm staying the same. I'll follow what I've learned and what I've been taught in this King James Bible till the day that I push up daisies, if you will, or the day that I'm put 6 foot under. I'm going to depend on that. I'm not going to depend on some new version, some new saying that someone said. Sister Ellie, I'll share this with you, and then we'll get into the word just a moment. She visited a church yesterday up home with a friend and was invited, and she went, and as soon as she got there, she decided real quick that that was not for her. The churches are not teaching the Word of God. They're telling fairy tale stories, and they're talking about vacation times, and they're doing everything under the sun except learning and teaching the Word of God. Lord, help, I pray, those folks. Isaiah chapter 53, beginning in verse 1. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. And I begin to think just for a little bit about that tender plant. And I know that when you a seed goes in the dirt, and I know that that has to be nourished to become something. It has to have the right amount of moisture, and it has to be in good ground, if you will. But I believe this morning that our Lord and Savior was nurtured. I believe the Father nurtured the Son as he began to grow. I believe that his hand was upon his Son from the start. Sure it was, because there was a job for him to do. If we look just a little further, he says, as a root out of dry ground. And I realize and know today that there's a root. What is that root? It's the solidness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe with all my heart today that he is our solidness. He is our foundation. He is our truth that we depend upon. I'll depend on him. And he had no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Oh, my, he was beaten beyond recognition. He was beaten beyond what folks could not recognize him. He was beaten, and he did all this for you and I. He did it for my sins and your sins. He did it for the sins of the world. He did it for those that literally despise him this morning. He did it for them as well. He said, but there was no comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is displeased, despised, and rejected of men. Today he's being despised and rejected, just as he always was. I remember back a few years back, and I'm sure you do too, when the Pope died over in the Vatican over there, wherever he's from, and he passed on, and my, the thousands and thousands of folks that gathered there to bring honor and glory to the Pope and what the Pope's done. And here our Savior was. He died on Calvary's cross for our sins and carried the weight of our sins. And there was just a few Roman soldiers and some family and some apostles and different ones that was there at the cross, and he didn't even receive the recognition that he deserved then. And even today, folks don't give him the recognition that he deserves, but one day after a while, he'll receive a recognition. The Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is the Lord. And I'm telling you, I'm thankful that I'll be able to stand before and say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. And what I was undeserving of, Lord, all them years you watched over me, you kept me safe, you guided me along the way, you put me in the paths, Lord, where I could learn something and where I could learn about you. And I don't know about you, but I want to learn all that I can learn about the Lord. I know that this old mind can comprehend some things, but I'm thankful that he's able to give us the comprehension that we need, and he's able to give us the understanding that we need, amen, to walk in this present world. Might I say this, I'm not excited about what's coming in the world. I'm excited about what Jesus is doing, amen, and what he's doing with this, amen. But let's go on just a little bit further. He said he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. All the things. I've heard people say, well, nobody's going through what I went through. Nobody's doing this or nobody's doing that. Well, I can tell you, rest assured, our Savior, our Lord and Savior, faced everything. He faced every problem. He faced every sin. He faced everything that you and I would become acquainted with in this walk of life. He faced it for you and I already, amen. So let's go on just a little bit further. And we hid it as our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. And folks still don't esteem him high. Well, I'm thankful that I am acquainted with folks that do esteem him high. They do glorify his name. And they do give him the honor and the praise. And that's why I'm doing the same thing. I realize and know that I was bound for hell. And there was no way that I could escape that. And he took and quickened my mind through the Holy Ghost of God and showed me that I was lost and that I needed a Savior and saved my soul. Amen. Let's go on just a little bit further. Surely he hath bore our griefs. And Gary, and let me go on down to verse 5. I've already read verse 4. He said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Transgressions is breaking the law. It's a we're transgressor if we break the law. Amen. Let's go on a little. He was bruised for our iniquities. So the wicked and the unjust and the law breaking and all that stuff he had upon his shoulders. I believe that it didn't just start at the cross. I don't believe that the sins that you and I had upon us was just laid upon him at the cross. I believe he began to carry them from day one when he come into this walk of life as a young boy. Why? Because when he was there, when he was teaching, he said, Father, he said, let me look back up here just a little bit and I'll read it. But he said, he said, it was a cry that he cried, and it was in John chapter 7 and verse number 28. It said, then Jesus cried in the temple as he taught, saying, you both know me, and you know whence I am, and I am come not of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. So he began the work as a son early in his age, and I just believe with all of my heart that he faced those things. He carried that along the way. There's so much weight, so many sins that he carried for you and I as he went to the cross. But let's go on just a little further. The Bible said in verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He laid on him the iniquity, the sin, the shortcomings, the fall, all the things that mankind would face. I believe our Father faced them for us. Amen. Let's go on just a little bit further. And he was oppressed. Oppressed means worry, and weighted down. Yes, sir. And he was afflicted. Afflicted means there was pain, there was trouble, there was suffering that he faced. All this he faced for you and I. And now let's go back up just a little bit here to verse 4. I want us to look at one little three-letter word just for a few minutes and see if we can grasp something else from this. But the Bible said in verse number 4, he hath borne our griefs, our problems, our shortcomings, yes, sir, and carried our sorrows, our problems. Oh, my, sometimes I get a chip on my shoulder and I think, well, I'm the only one that's ever going through a problem, and I'm the only one that's ever having a problem with this. But no, sir, he bore our problems, our sorrows and our griefs, and for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. So this morning, he bore it for you and I. He bore it for us to be worthy of that. I was not worthy. I never was. But then, you see, let me stop right there and say this. Once I became saved, there was something that was sealed up on the inside of me. It's not on the outside, and it's not part of the flesh, but it's a soul that he placed inside me. Amen. That one day after a while, that soul will meet my glorified body. But our soul that he placed on the inside, that is perfect. That has no flaws. I'm thankful this morning for what he did for me on the cross. Our problems, all the things that you and I faced, he saw that. He took care of that as we have read. Amen. But let's go on just a little further. And he opened not his mouth as he brought as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before her shears is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. If we look this morning, we could grasp just a little bit of his love, of his concern for you and I. He loves me this morning. He guides me this morning. He directs me this morning. He's teaching me this morning of his blessed word. I've been preaching for a long time, but I've just learned over the last few years that I didn't know anything. I've realized that everything that I've done as far as preaching's concerned, I realized and understood that I didn't know nothing. I was very ignorant to the word of God, and still am with some things, because the Lord is still showing me what he wants me to know. Amen. But I'm thankful this morning for this privilege. I'm thankful most of all that he did put me in the path of where he put me in. It wasn't a coincidence that I was put in this path. It was a coincidence. It wasn't a coincidence that he set me in front of the folks that he set me in front of. Why? Because I want to finish well. I want to do my best for my Lord and Savior. I want to do all that I can do in the time that we have left, because I believe time is so short. Oh, I believe his return is so imminent and so soon to come. Even so, we see things happen all around us, and so many of God's people are saying, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Take us out of here, Lord, and show us, Father, what you have for us. I'm realizing that this world has nothing that I can look back to. It has nothing that I can put any dependence in. I can tell you, if you're dependent in the world today, you're dependent in the wrong thing. Amen. We better be depending upon our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. But I thank the Lord for a privilege. I pray that he continues to show me the things that he does and helps me along this way. I've realized and understood that there's such a vast meaning and such a vast vocabulary and the things that God has begin to show me in his word. Amen. I realize and understand that if we are brought low, if we'll take this old flesh and shove it down to the ground, what would we do if our Lord and Savior was here right now and walked through the door, if he physically walked through the door, and what would we do? Would we just stand here? Would we stay seated? Why, no. We'd fall to our knees and become as low as we can come and bring honor and glory to him just as we will one day after a while.